Steven Nelson, a lawyer with the Ugandan law firm Shubil, is appealing to the government of South Sudan to release Animo Rasasi. Nelson says he received a message from Rasasi on December 22nd, the day she was arrested.
I received a message from Animo that she is in incarceration in Juba. Now she was incarcerated at the border, that is in Milwaukee. That she was deported, she was arrested by South Sudanese police, and they were trying to deport her to Uganda. So no navigation that is not a South Sudanese. So when they reached the border, the South Sudanese authorities sanctioned her deportation. But when they attempted to discuss with the Ugandan authority to see how effective the deportation was going to be, the Ugandan authorities rejected her deportation on the ground that she is a South Sudanese because she was possessing South Sudanese citizenship documents.
Nelson says Rasasi called him on Sunday and informed him that she was under police custody. He says she has been detained for more than 48 hours without legal service, which violates the law.
Currently, I am in touch with so many human rights activists in the different parts of Africa. We are working on a petition to be served to all the intergovernmental authorities and agencies that South Sudan is a party to, so that the government of South Sudan can be able to attend to the issue of community. But I think in the short run, we can be able to find other avenues on how this matter can be able to be addressed.
Nelson says in October, his team filed a human rights complaint in the African Commission on Human and People's Rights after South Sudan's Directorate of Citizenship and Immigration confiscated her citizenship documents. He says the African Commission on Human and People's Rights should consider Rasasi's case early next year. Nelson says for now, South Sudan should allow Rasasi to enjoy her rights as she has the country's documents of nationality.
What I can request the government of South Sudan at the moment is to allow Animo access services and investigate the matter. Because from the time they confiscated the documents of Animo, they have never constituted any body to investigate the matter so that the merits of the case can be established. So what we have at the moment is an allegation that has not yet been proven.
Philip Anyang, Rasasi's lawyer in Juba, says he is in touch with her family and is waiting to meet the Director General for Nationality, Passports and Immigration to confirm that his client is in custody.
The information we're having that she was being deported, but the authorities in Uganda refused to receive her on the basis that there is no document, any official communication from South Sudan to them. And I wanted to verify that information from the Director General of DNPI Immigration, whom I believe to be holding her now. So I was to have a meeting with him this morning, and I'm still trying to work out to see if I can just bump into his office.
Brigadier General James DiCarlo, Deputy Spokesperson and Director of the Special Protection Unit at the South Sudan National Police Service, confirms Rasasi is in police custody.
She's called Amina Rashid. She's under the custody of nationality and passport. She's safe. Actually, she's going to be handed to Embassy of Republic of Uganda. And then she will actually be deported because she has a dual status in the nationality and dual passport.
Nelson says with what Rasasi is going through, she is stateless. He calls on South Sudan's government to provide Rasasi with state protection as a national. For VOA News, I am Winnie Serino in Juba.